I just want to know if you have ever said to yourself, life doesn't feel fair. If you have been alive for any amount of time, which I know that you have because you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure that you've felt this to some extent. Something hard has happened in your life, something very painful, and you don't understand it. And you wish to understand it. And it's leaving you feeling confused. Maybe even our perspective or the way that you find yourself looking at God is causing you to feel as though maybe he doesn't care. Maybe he doesn't see what you're going through. And maybe he doesn't even want to help you. It's easy when things happen in our life to believe that God is against us and that God doesn't care. And I think the question comes, how do we fight back when life doesn't feel fair? And as we know that God never promised us a fair life, but one of the things he did promise us is that he would be with us. I don't know what you're going through today or the situations that you find yourself being so confused by. I know that God does not cause that confusion in your heart. And I know that the enemy comes to twist it and to torment you with it. But I do want you to know that you're not alone, that God is with you. And we're just going to talk about some of my story today, but also some practical things to stand, to fight back, to not settle into the narrative that life isn't fair. Today, I want you to be encouraged. And I'm praying for a fresh revelation for you to begin to move in a new direction. And if that feels hard, if that feels overwhelming, if you feel like you don't even know where to start, now would be a great time to book a free consultation with me to be your mental health coach, trauma-informed coach, to be able to walk alongside of you. A lot of my clients come to me with feeling stuck with these tormenting thoughts or just wanting this untangling to happen of their emotions to get to a place where they have a breakthrough, where they have clarity for the first time, whether it's in a relationship or over a specific situation. And I want that same thing for you. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. You can learn all about it again at jessicahoddle.com. Book a free 20-minute consultation to see, one, if we're a good fit for each other, but two, to create a plan together that you can create with a father moving forward for your breakthrough, for your journey, for you to get unstuck and to not feel like constantly as though life isn't fair. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk about this today. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. I bet you thought life wasn't fair. This is something that somebody said to me after me sharing my story with her about my life. And with the reconnection of my mom after being estranged for 14 years, it hasn't been the first time I have heard these words spoken to me or very similar words. Words like, you have to take care of her, yet she never took care of you. How can you show up for someone who has done so many wrong things to so many people? Again, it's just this idea of life wasn't fair to you. And how are you dealing with that? Their words were not new to me because it was an anthem that I played in my past. And I knew this melody well. At the time of this recording, I'm 36 years old. And I was told for most of my life by the people that were supposed to care for me that I was unloved by others. For years, I was told that you just kind of live this life of constant betrayal and pain, and you were just to expect that people were not to be trusted. And I grew up thinking that, right? So I grew up thinking I better do it or nobody else will. I was taught that love meant an exchange. It was an act of selfish works to get what you need from someone. I could have easily lived that narrative that life wasn't fair and believed that all my life was going to be was really just pain and suffering. But what it was me trying to understand this life and to control it. God doesn't promise a life that is fair and without pain in a world that is fallen and broken by sin. But he does promise me, he promises you that he will be with us. And it is him that has gotten me through the times that I felt like surrendering to my pain. I want to know, do you feel right now like you are surrendering to your pain? And I think I just want you to know that you don't have to surrender to your pain. You don't have to surrender to the narrative, to the life of life isn't fair. Because it's easy for us to get stuck there. It's easy for us to continue that narrative. And then everything else that happens after that is the only thing that we can see. So when she asked me if I thought that life wasn't fair, I kind of paused for a moment and I really thought about it because I haven't felt like life wasn't fair for a very long time. And that's really only by the grace and mercy of God on my life, because it's in our intimate moments with God that it is revealed in the public, right? It's our private life that gets revealed in the public, meaning my private life with God, if it's constantly changing my heart, if it's helping me to redirect and renew and change my heart, that's going to show up in the public. How I interact with people, how I talk to people, my repentance, me saying sorry, forgiveness, all of that is going to change and be a reflection of my character. And so when I paused, I had to really think about the last time that I ever even thought that phrase of my life isn't fair, because I've learned a lot over the years about God and the enemy, especially from the fall, of how easily we entwine these narratives and believe that God is just testing us with all these bad things. And we always have to look for, you know, the good and the promise and the purpose and every single pain. And I know that life won't be fair because I understand sin and I understand the broken world and broken people. It's just people that are hurt. And it's not to say that my pain isn't real or that life has been easy. It's to say that I'm not pursuing what is fair. I am pursuing what is righteous. So you want to know how to stand and how to fight back when life doesn't feel fair. I want you to think about what you're pursuing. Because when I turned my gaze, when I started to seek after God in my private life, because I could no longer bear the weight of this anger, this bitterness, all of these feelings. And I know that you've been there. I hear it in my clients' voices, my coaching clients, my one-on-one clients that I work with on a regular basis. And that's why we end up working together, because they don't want to be where they are anymore. And I want you to know that you don't have to do that either. Again, you can go to jessicahuddle.com/mentalhealthcoaching If you are somebody that is saying, I need help, and you need somebody to guide you and walk you through this process. But I want us to recognize that we are constantly being told to choose. And this is so important because I have this conversation with my one-on-one clients in the fact that we've been taught to think either or, and that everything is black and white, and especially when it comes to pain and healing. So a lot of times my coaching clients will get very frustrated if they get triggered again because they're like, oh, I thought I was doing so good. Well, we've been taught that it's either or, meaning if I'm triggered, that means that I haven't healed. That's not the case. The goal is to never not get triggered. The goal is to recognize that you are healing and that you have healed, but that there are still moments and things that will come up that may trigger you, but you get to put them in their proper place a lot quicker. Sometimes two things will be happening at once, like pain or joy or grief and hope, knowing that you were a victim and now a survivor. And there's this transition that happens in our hearts when we pursue what is righteous, what does God call us to do, versus trying to understand everything happening around us. Faith isn't what we understand. It's not when we understand. Faith is standing with the one that we know. And when we start to look at life as not being fair, that means we're trying to understand everything that we see and everything that we're happening around us. So we can look at this from a biblical perspective of this, where's our faith and where's our trust in God? Is it hard for us to trust in God? Because that's a starting point. It's a starting point that I go for with my clients of, where are we starting? What are we believing? We love Romans 8:28 because it says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Sometimes in our pain, we're constantly pursuing the purpose. And that's good. That's okay. But we get so exhausted by figuring out when everything bad or when something bad happens in our life, we're like, okay, what's the purpose for this? When sometimes we just need to let it be. That yes, he can bring good out of any situation. I'm not saying that. But let us not be so consumed with the purpose in the pain. Even though later on you can look back and go, oh man, I grew here, or I was able to see that differently. So we can reflect on that. But another way we continue to stand and fight is just through compassion and support. Galatians 6:2, it says, carry each other's burdens, and in a way you will fulfill the law of Christ. So just seeking after support or community, it helps carry burdens lighter. I had recently just met with a friend actually today, earlier today, and we were just sharing things. And you could tell that she just needed to share and I needed to share. And there's this lightness that comes with that. It's not that you are just venting to vent and to be angry. It's, here's what's going on. And I need your strength. I need your support. And there's that community. If you look at it from a clinical perspective, you can hire a mental health coach to help you reframe negative thoughts by challenging and changing the negative thought patterns that really contribute to the feelings of unfairness, which is something that I do with my one-on-one coaching clients. A behavior, or really just something that you can do to activate that, is engage in activities that bring joy, a sense of accomplishment to counteract those feelings of helplessness. And when we think about even just the more of the clinical perspective, is understanding our pain and how it's impacting us. I'm not saying we get stuck in our pain. I'm not saying we stay there. I'm saying that pain is a place of visitation, but not a place of habitation. It's not something that we always have to seek to fully understand, but to recognize that our present moment is impacted often by our past pain. That James 1:2-4 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Trials can strengthen faith and character. And sometimes we have to change our perspective on them as opportunities for growth, meaning God is not punishing us or that God is causing them either. Because that's easy for us to say, well, God wants me to go through this trial because he needs me to learn something. We need to watch and be very, very careful with that narrative. So careful. We fight back by not believing the lies. We fight back by not living as a victim. This is so important, is recognizing that you may have been a victim of something in your life that was horrible and horrific, and I'm so sorry. But knowing that you also are a survivor and you are still here today moving forward, and a survivor is going to live different than a victim. We fight back by not living as a victim. We fight back by not allowing the enemy to twist God's word or allow other people to do that to us either. Being a mental health coach and a trauma-informed coach, this is something that I have witnessed in relationships where the twisting of God's word and manipulation in relationships of trying for somebody to get their way with somebody by using God's word and twisting it and making it about them so that they get the other person to do something for them, saying that it's God. And that's stuff that we unravel together. So it's important that we know God's word, that it is in our heart, so that we can discern what is good, right, and true. And so we can be able to recognize when people come against his word and twist it, or that when other people try to do it as well, because that can easily distort our own version of who we believe God to be. So I know that life may not feel fair at times, but we can stand and fight by not believing the lies, by not living as a victim, by not allowing the enemy to twist your words, by standing in faith and trusting in God and recognizing that. But also we fight back by not trying to understand every single thing and making it have a reason, because faith is standing with the one that we know. If you find yourself struggling or needing more help, go to jessicahoddle.com and book a free 20-minute consultation with me. I'd love to hear from you on how you are fighting back today. You can find me on Instagram, or you can email me as well, jessica@jessicahoddle.com. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.